Pat Henschel and Terry Donahue are the subjects of the new documentary, A Secret Love. The film captures some of the final years of their relationship of 72 years.
So this is our standard one bedroom, and it has a balcony.
We have not had any same-sex couples, but we do have family members that are.
If there was, would they be accepted? Because we are a couple.
A Secret Love was due to premiere at South by Southwest this March, but of course, the festival was canceled because of the pandemic, and the film is now available on Netflix. Pat Henschel joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I gather you're living closer to family now.
Yes, just blocks away.
You must miss your partner of so many years, though, your wife.
Oh, my goodness. It seems like I just have half a heart now. I just miss having her around me. And we had so much fun. We really did. We were very, very happy.
Oh, my gosh. What was it like when you met to try and be together? Can you help us appreciate that?
I was 18. She was 22. I actually met her on a Sunday in a hockey rink, and I was trying to try out for her team, for her hockey team.
Did you make the team?
I made it. Yes, I did. I played left defense.
Did you make any attempts to keep your relationship secret?
I suppose we did. We spoke with our friend, you know, but aside from that, we did not speak about it.
Yeah. It wasn't anything you needed to say out loud, I guess.
No, it was not.
I want to introduce your niece, Diana Bolin, who is also joining us. Diana, can you hear us?
I can. Yes, I can, Scott.
So how did people explain it to you growing up, if I might ask, Diana? Or did they need to? You just saw.
Well, you know, I'm Auntie Terry's biological niece. She's my father's sister. And Auntie Pat is my aunt of the heart. Auntie Pat's been there since the day I was born. I mean, I'm going to be 70 in September, and, you know, she's known me all my life. And we just knew Auntie Terry and Auntie Pat. You know, we thought they were roommates. We knew they'd both been engaged to men before and both been with men. So nobody had to explain anything to us. Every year, Auntie Terry would come home, and my grandma would set her up with this guy, this neighboring farmer, and Auntie Terry would go and play the game. But you could tell she wasn't happy about it.
Oh, my.
No.
Yeah, you know? Otto was not her guy, Patty. No.
His name was Otto?
Yes.
His name was Otto, and he was just a lovely man. And now that in retrospect, you know, when I think about it, I can remember Auntie Terry's demeanor before she'd go out with Otto, and she was not happy. But she did it because, you know, Auntie Terry, my Grandma Rosie would have never accepted it. And I think Grandpa knew, and he would
I think
accepted.
He did.
Yeah, but Grandma never would have accepted it, ever. So Auntie Terry placated Grandma by going out with this guy whenever she came home.
Ah, poor Otto.
Yeah. You and Terry lived much of your time in Chicago, and there were, as I don't have to tell you, there were times when the police would raid what were then called gay bars.
Were frequently raided, and if women didn't have on, I think it was 3 articles of women's clothing, they could be arrested and thrown in jail. So it was not an easy time to be out.
We never went to those bars.
We never went to a bar.
We didn't want to be sent back to Canada.
Did you and Terry live in fear ever?
We never, ever went to bars. We just, you know, we weren't involved with it. So we had no problems.
You know, as I don't have to tell both of you, this is also Pride Month. What would you like us to know, Pat Henschel, about your story, your love?
Well, you have to put everything you have into it because it's so important, and it has to work with both people. You have to just give it your all and be true to it, and then it just happens, and it's wonderful.
I've gotten over 200 messages on my Facebook from people all over the world, and people who are from Africa being persecuted, people all over the world. And I have to tell you, I've answered every single one of them. The stories have been heartbreaking and beautiful and uplifting. And in this time of the coronavirus, I would get such pleasure sitting downstairs at night and reading the stories. And just wanted to say thank you to everybody for reaching out.
Pat Henschel, I can't thank you enough for your time. I feel better about life talking to you. I really do.
Bless your heart. Well, that's nice to hear.
I think you've shown us something extraordinary. Pat Henschel and the documentary featuring her and her wife, Terry Donahue, is called A Secret Love. It's now on Netflix. Diana Bolin, her niece, has also joined us. I want to thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Scott.